Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I want to talk about Philippians. I want to begin with Philippians 4, verse 13, which is probably the most well-known verse in the book of Philippians. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, that verse has been used in a lot of different contexts, and if you're just looking at that one verse and you don't know what the book of Philippians is about, then you would say, how can anyone trust the Bible when it says something like that? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Can I jump to the moon and go visit the moon and then jump back home? Does that mean that I can win 10 straight Super Bowl titles? Clearly, a believer in Christ cannot do all things. I mean, there are some limitations that we have. Well, of course, that's not what Paul is talking about. So what is it that Paul is talking about? Well, Philippians is a beautiful book. Paul, by chapter 4, is kind of giving some concluding remarks, and he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. That's Philippians 4, verse 4. Philippians is a book about how to rejoice, how to have joy, regardless of your circumstances. And so whether you are doing really well by the world's standards or doing poorly by the world's standards, you can be confident that you are doing, through Christ, very well in what really matters in life. Okay, so that's a quick overview of where we're heading. In Philippians 4, verse 12, Paul writes, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the context is that as I'm going through life, as I'm pursuing what is important in life, as I'm living for the proper goal of life, that no matter what happens to me, I can be confident that I am going to have victory, that I am going to be able to get through it, that I'm going to be able to have joy in the midst of it. I can get through any situation. I can do all things successfully that God asks me to do through Christ who strengthens me. All right, that's what Paul is saying. Now, he mentions in verse 12, I have learned the secret. And you might be thinking, okay, Paul, well, what is the secret? You've learned the secret to be content in any and every situation. Tell us, what is it? Well, that's what the book of Philippians is all about. So I'm going to back up now to chapter 1 and kind of walk through what is it that Paul does to build towards this exciting promise. I firmly believe that this is a promise for you today, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you understand what that verse is talking about, what it's applying to, you can rejoice in the Lord always. You can have joy, which means happiness. You can have happiness in every situation. I don't mean that you'll go around smiling and giddy all the time, but I do mean that the emotion of joy will be there with you. You can rejoice at any time as you think about what Christ is doing through you as you are living for Christ. All right, so that's where we're heading. And Philippians, I'm going to jump over to Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. We're not going to go through every verse, but Paul writes there, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. Paul is already beginning to share or model for us the secret he has learned. How is it that he is joyful in every circumstance? So he starts off by saying, I want you to know that what has happened to me. All right, time out. What has happened to Paul? What is it that happened to him? Well, he was arrested in Jerusalem. He went to make an offering in the temple. He was accused of bringing Gentiles into the temple, which was punishable by death. He did not do that. He would never do that, but that's what he was accused of. He was arrested, and then he was held for a long period of time without a trial, and this was basically a political move by the governor. The governor didn't want Paul released, didn't want to bother with the trouble, so basically illegally held him in jail for 2 years. Then Paul appeals to Caesar. That was his right as a Roman citizen, and so he's shipped off to Rome to stand trial before the emperor. And on the way, he's shipwrecked and faces all kinds of dire circumstances on this long trip to Rome. Then now he's being held in Rome and is going to be brought before the emperor any day now and could be executed very quickly if the emperor is not pleased with him. So those are his circumstances. Now, the world would say that those are terrible circumstances. From a worldly perspective, in other words, if you are living to get the most out of the things of this world as you can, which means safety, comfort, the pleasures of life, security, if that's what's most important to you, and that's what the world is constantly telling us we should strive for and want and desire, if that's your goal in life, then you are going to interpret your circumstances in a very negative way. You're going to write, if you were in Paul's shoes, you're going to write, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has been devastating. I haven't had a meal that I enjoy for over 3 years. I may be killed in a few days. I can't watch any of my programs, do any of my hobbies. I'm cut off from all my loved ones. I get an occasional letter, and that's the only contact I have with the people I love. My back is so sore and is probably never going to be right again because I haven't been able to sleep on a bed in 3 years. You know, you're going to go on and on about how miserable you are and how terrible things are and, you know, just woe is me because of all the terrible things I'm going through. And that's often how we interpret our circumstances, right? We evaluate them from a particular goal. You know, from the world's perspective and what I should value, my circumstances are terrible. But Paul doesn't do that. This is Paul's secret. He says, "I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel." You see, what Paul is introducing here is that he is not interpreting his circumstances the same way that the world says you should interpret your circumstances. His goal in life is not safety, security, and pleasure, and wealth, and all those things the world says you should value. Paul has a different value system. Paul has a different goal. And so Paul is able to evaluate his circumstances from a different perspective, and when he does so, he finds cause to rejoice even in his poor circumstances. Now, we're going to have to talk about this during this week because this sounds crazy. You know, Paul, how can you rejoice when you have been held in prison for over 3 years without even a trial in these terrible conditions? You know, how is it that you can not interpret your circumstances the way the rest of the world does? How is it that you interpret your circumstances by how it is contributing to the advancing of the gospel? That sounds crazy. No one interprets their circumstances that way. You know, that's just not how people think in the world. You know, we don't think, "Oh, well, you know, I'm going to be thrown in prison for the next 20 years, and, you know, but it's going to help the gospel, so I'm excited. Oh, yes." You know, that's not how we think. But according to the Bible, that actually is the way we should evaluate our experiences, our circumstances. And this is the secret. You know, even modern psychology will say that circumstances don't really control your happiness. It is how you interpret your circumstances that determines if you are going to be a happy person or not. So even outside of the Bible, psychologists will agree with that assessment. They just may not agree with what the Bible says should be our key to interpretation. But I'm going to talk more about why that should be the case tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.